Hi everyone, this is Mandy Bankson, and I hope and pray that you are all well. I realize the experience of this time is very different for each of us, partly because of our individual makeups and partly because of our circumstances. I'm able to shelter in place, I don't have a job, I don't have children at home. My life is really simple right now in comparison to so many. My go-to response to stress is, like many of you, to get busy and do projects. I have newly cleaned out drawers and cabinets and closets. But after a while, that has lost its interest. And so I began to wonder what the specific gifts of this slow time could be. What could I do that would give me some gratitude for this very odd and newly empty time? I'm a journaler, and for years I've processed my feelings, filling notebooks with my experiences, reflections, and prayers. It has always been a really helpful tool for me. However, for some years now, I've realized that I wanted to read through these many journals and release the past to God. I knew I wanted to do it, but getting started was overwhelming. I have a lot of journals. But now, with all this time on my hands, I realize that this is a perfect time for me to begin. And as I began, I realized that it had become a Lenten practice for me. By rereading and then throwing these out, I'm choosing to release to God what I had nailed to the cross on Ash Wednesday. And I'm choosing to trust God that everything that has happened in my life has been used. In God's economy, nothing is wasted, the hard things that have been resolved and those which haven't. And it also gave me a chance to remember so many things I can be grateful for. I want to go into old age with a lighter load. I'm wanting to live more spaciously, and for me to be more open to the present and to the gifts of today, I've needed to release the past. Also, after two fire evacuations, I'm literally needing to make the load lighter. The last time I boxed all those journals up, I realized I'm going to be less and less physically able to carry all this past with me. I'm not finished yet, but it's been interesting. I have had the frustrating experience of realizing that I said the same things over and over again through the years. I'm grateful that we have a very patient God. But I've also seen the power of the community of faith. Through prayers and being vulnerable and truthful with each other, I can see how God has worked in my life. So I'm sharing this because maybe this speaks to you about what you might want to use this time for, that like it or not, we have been given. What's that thing that you've always wanted to do and wondered if you could do? What's an important project that seemed too big to start? Maybe you've always wanted to try writing a poem or writing some stories from your life, or try your hand at some other creative endeavor like painting, drawing, photography, or quilting. Maybe there's an instrument stored in a closet that you could take out and play. And maybe you already do some of those things, and you're wondering if you can use the slowness of these days to work on it in new ways. Whatever you choose to do, I invite you to look and listen for what gifts God gives you through it. Many blessings to you all.